At 1:05, Roger gets out of the car. He packs up two bags and his camera around his neck. He puts on the top of his suit and he gets ready to fade into the background. And I'm got his car keys in his pocket. He's concerned about the car keys. He's locking the car. The car key works. This is a significant achievement. And he's wearing black shoes, and, just walking past everybody in the direction of the church. In the background are the mountains of Killarney, and I see a lake water glistening in the sun in front. It's a very modern church with a very clear spike out of one end of it. Another spike in the middle of it, and it's covered in slate, and it's a most interesting design, octagonal, Roger described it as earlier. Four big windows in front, of rectangular shape, and the church says welcome outside the front. Having walked directly in the direction of the church, he walks away from the church and starts shooting photographs of trees. Looking down at his camera, I'm presuming this is some kind of light check. I hear music from inside the church, and there's a very old bicycle with roses on it to the right-hand side, and in the centre of the bicycle is the word love. Roger is shooting nature. This audio will be a series of vignettes, tiny little short pieces describing elements out of the next hour. Rogers immediately started photographing people. This is a rehearsal for the wedding. There are mainly men around. He shakes hands with somebody, very friendly way. Or maybe it isn't a rehearsal. More handshakes. May well be a priest in an open-neck shirt. Priest is running, describing what's going to happen when. And Roger's checking. He's put his cameras out of the way. He points around the place, taking lots of stage directions, really, trying to, I think, understand where everything will be. He's being invited up onto the altar by the priest, who's making a note in a notebook. Roger's got one camera ready for shooting. He now whips out the second camera and starts shooting people standing on the altar. Three men, one priest, I think, and two of the bride, the groom may be here. There's one woman in the room here, and Roger is working his way around. He's well away from people. He's about 8 or 10. He's certainly 15 feet away from his nearest subject. But he also has people at the far end who are 15, 20, 10 yards away who are singing. Roger is now sort of circling the group here. They're just carrying on with life, and he's looking down at his camera. Now he's shooting away. Roger left the church. He went outside and he spoke to a man who turns out is the videographer. A man dressed in a dark suit and dark shoes and has a bald head. And the videographer shoots. Roger went back inside after a short conversation with him. And which I overheard a few words about the light and the shade and stuff like that. Roger gets right up close to a woman who's pinning a buttonhole on a man. I guess that's the groom. Anyway, the lady is putting the flowers on, and he's right up there in the center of it. But yeah, he's just moving up, forward, photographing the priest at the altar, chatting with another man in tails. He hovers around the back of the woman, shooting photographs from behind her back, in no way disturbing her sight line and interaction with the guys. He's already spoken to the men, so they just regard him, I think, as part of the furniture. He stands there right in the center of the aisle of the church, shooting. It's now 1:17. There's a lot of excitement outside the front door. Roger walks straight down the aisle and straight out, and shooting around the door, shooting people as they come in. But out of the way, in behind, in the corner, you wouldn't even notice him. In fact, he's disappeared. I can't see him at all. The Return of the Jedi. He came back. I wrote a little note about his disappearance. But it's now 26 minutes past one. Roger's standing in the entrance to the church, pointing a camera in this direction, alongside one of the most important men of the wedding. He's hovering in a wing, snapping.